Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, so I'll make this pitch extremely easy for you. We've got a free $20 to hand to you, which you can use on fantasy sports betting immediately. All you have to do is download the Thrive Fantasy app, sign up using the promo code LEGACY, and deposit a minimum of $20, and you'll get an instant $20 bonus tacked onto that. With the NBA reset season and playoffs underway, fantasy sports and daily betting for the resident NBA junkie has never been this intense and this fun. And when it comes to fantasy betting platforms, make sure to make the right choice and hashtag prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for players that makes games super simple and intuitive that even first-time beginners can pick it up instantly. Enter a contest where all you have to do is choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. You're merely dealing with over-under prop bets that each have a point total associated to them based on likelihood of occurring. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. So what are you waiting for? Win some money on the side while you watch the excitement of this year's NBA playoffs. Again, use promo code LEGACY when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and hashtag prop up today. Welcome everybody to the Lakers Legacy Podcast. Welcome to another edition of 3 Seconds, a post-game recap show where I give 3 key points from the game that just ended in a second helpings fashion because it's coming after the fact. Hence 3 Seconds. And 3 Seconds is just about the right amount of time that Kyle Kuzma had to fling up last night's game winner against the Denver Nuggets as the Lakers closed out their penultimate seeding game against the Nuggets by winning 124-121 off of that Kyle Kuzma game-winning 3. And all I can say is, WWKD. What would Kuzma do? Well, he'd apparently shoot over God's son, Jesus, and the good Lord ended up blessing that shot. Hand down, man down, JC. Hand down, man down. Okay, but blessed holy jokes aside, holy smokes. What a shot. Props to Frank Vogel for drawing up that play for Kuzma to get his confidence up. I think Kuzma deserved that shot with how balanced he had played that entire game on both ends. But props to Frank Vogel, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis for really coming together, giving Kuz that opportunity, and really rewarding him for his balanced and consistent play this entire bubble season so far. I think this will do wonders for his confidence, not that he needed it, but he is still a young player. We still haven't seen playoff basketball yet, but this is the right momentum to be going into, you know, the first round with for Kuzma, who has been the Lakers' most consistent player throughout these last 7 games, and it's just great to see everything come together for this young guy. A very polarizing player in Lakers Nation, a guy who's definitely had his ups and downs, fairly or unfairly, and he put in the work and it's finally paying off, and this is what happens when you put your head down and continue to grind. So, yes, welcome to 3 Seconds. I'm going to get right to my point. And, of course, we're going to start with Kyle Kuzma. Outside of that game-winning 3, Kyle Kuzma had one of the most balanced games I've ever seen him play in a Lakers jersey. He had 25 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists on 11 of 16 shooting. He also had 2 steals. He had that beautiful lob to Anthony Davis for the one-handed crusher in the first quarter. Had a nice give-and-go assist, whip pass to LeBron James for the lay-in. And then he also began leveraging his rediscovered 3-point stroke and the 40% from the arc that he's been carrying in these last 7 games. He effectively leveraged that by aggressively attacking closeouts all night and not just settling for the three-point shot. And you could tell, defenders were caught off guard whenever they'd race to try and contest a Kyle Kuzma shot because he'd immediately just drive it into the lane. Luckily, he didn't get called for any travels, as is typically the case when he makes that driving move, but he was aggressive the entire night. He obviously continued to bring it on the defensive end, causing havoc on inbounds plays, deflecting balls, getting his hands in passing lanes, even tipping rebounds here and there. His activity was palpable. Dude was clearly working his ass off, and it was just rewarding and vindicating to see everything capped off with that game winner. But yeah, I mean, kudos to Kyle Kuzma. Last night was only the third time that LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Kyle Kuzma all scored at least 20-plus points. The other two games were against the Portland Trail Blazers and against the Clippers during Christmas night. Every other game that Kyle Kuzma has scored 20 points in this year has usually happened with either LeBron James or Anthony Davis out of the lineup. So to have this game right before the playoffs get some big three synergy going is just the type of momentum we need. Through seven games, it's clear that Bubble Kuzma is real. In 28 minutes per game, Kyle Kuzma is averaging 15.4 points on 46.3% shooting. He's also hitting 2.3 threes a game on 44.4% shooting. He's averaging 4.4 rebounds, 1.6 assists, 1 steal, and 0.7 blocks. But most of all, outside of these stats, you can just feel his intensity, energy, and activity. He's no longer floating around the court, even when he's not getting his touches and looks. And these are such important moments for Kyle Kuzma as he continues to grow. He just turned 25 this year, and the fact that he is priding himself on defense and just hustle, and the points come secondary, that just opens up his game even more. That opens up his confidence to let that ball fly with ease and not be too nervous or be overthinking every possession, whether or not he's doing the right things. And that's when his talent can just take over, because he's trusting the process, he's trusting the game by really being locked in. And LeBron James said it himself, the game is starting to slow down for Kyle Kuzma because he's working on the little things. And because now you're seeing the technique and discipline in his defense pulling everything together. And, you know, the offense he's always had in his back, that will always come around. It's always a question of whether or not Kyle Kuzma can do the supplementary little things on a team where that is most needed. The Lakers don't need Kyle Kuzma to be a 20 points per game scorer every night, but they need him to bring his hustle, his defense, and his versatility every night. And so far, through seven bubble games, that's exactly what he's been doing. And look, I'm just proud of the kid because I have had his back through these last 2.5, 3 years, through all the ups and downs, through all the inconsistent play, through all the fans being unable to contextualize his situation. The bubble Kuzma you're seeing now, this is just a leveled up continuation from what he started during Team USA play last year, back in August, when he was this player. He was defending his ass off. He was hitting his threes amongst all these other young stars like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and all those other young studs. If he hadn't suffered that ankle injury, he actually would have made the cut, and Greg Popovich was going to make him an essential part of that Team USA team. So looking back on the trajectory of Kyle Kuzma's year, you can really point to his ankle injury really hampering the start of his year, because he had good momentum coming out of that Team USA experience. He actually missed training camp. I think he missed the first one or two games of the season, if not more. And when he came back, he just wasn't right. And even when he got a little bit of a flow going, he'd pick up these knick-knack injuries where he'd hurt his knee or his ankle would get banged up once again. But through it all, Kyle Kuzma stuck with it. And that's not to excuse his play this year. There were times, especially on defense, where he's clearly not as strong as he is now. He was still getting bullied and pushed around. His technique was not there, but he definitely worked on things this offseason, and you have to give him credit for that. And now it's just all coming together. And, you know, one thing I want to point to is that this type of player was always in Kyle Kuzma. When he was a college player at Utah, he was actually known for being a hard-nosed junkyard dog type of defender. He actually got all Pac-12 first-team defense honorable mention while he was there. for crashing the boards, for being that activity energy sort of guy, for doing the little things. He just didn't have the technique and discipline back then, but you know, in college, just having that motor will get you that sort of recognition and those accolades. And now in the NBA, he realizes that that talent, energy, and motor will only get you so far. And with that, you need to combine the technique and the discipline. And right now, it's just all coming together for Kyle Kuzma. And thank God for the Lakers that it's coming at the right time, right before the playoffs. So I'll leave it right here with the Kuzma gushing, although he deserves it. And yeah, props to Kuzma. Give him all his credit. Let him wear whatever the hell he wants to. WWKD. That'll be my first second helping point. We'll take it to break. And when I return, I'll close this episode out with my last two. All right, for my second helping point, I want to talk about the Lakers' overall three-point shooting and the positive regression to the mean that we've seen in the last two games. We all knew this was eventually going to happen, although, did we? It was starting to feel a little bit Orlando cursey with regards to just how contagious this three-point disease was becoming amongst the entire team. But thankfully, it looks like that curse is starting to wear off because in the last two games, the Lakers have really been knocking it down from three-point land. Versus Denver, they had their best game by far from beyond the arc, hitting 14 of 29. That's 48.3%. And then against Indiana, we began to see some progress from there as well, where the Lakers hit 13 of 39. 33%, but at least it was trending in the right direction. So in the last two games, the Lakers have shot 27 of 68 from three. That is a 39% clip, and that is really all we need to be competent offensively in the playoffs. Before these two games, the Lakers had only shot 23%, 37 of 158. That is just incredible. But more specifically for the individual players on this team, welcome back Danny Green. This was his first above 40% performance in these bubble games. He hit 3 of 5 from 3. He is now 5 of 12 in his last two games after being 2 of 13 those first, you know, four games or so that he had played. It's going to be crucial that Danny Green enters the fray here because he has been very lackluster and at times just non-existent. And that includes his defense as well. Although the Lakers were pretty paltry on defense the entire night against the Nuggets. That being said, also want to point out that Markieff Morris hit another two threes this game as well after hitting one versus Houston in the last game that he played. You know, Markieff Morris shot 40% from three when he was with Detroit, but he's only shot around 25% with the Lakers thus far. So it's going to be important that his three-point shot comes around because he is such a versatile guy that we can put at the small ball five. And with the way that JaVale has been playing, I think Markieff Morris's importance is going to be even more evident because he may end up taking all of JaVale McGee's minutes and he just gives us a more versatile look. We can play with the lineup in so many different ways with Markieff Morris, especially if he's hitting that outside shot. Just opens the game, opens the floor so much more for LeBron James and Anthony Davis. So good on Markieff Morris for also getting into the three-point making party. Dion Waiters finally hit a three-point shot as well. Coming into this game, he had only hit 3 of 22 threes, but he did hit 1 of 2 last night. So it would be great if Dion Waiters could resume his pretty proficient catch and shoot three-point shooting numbers prior to, you know, these bubble seeding games. And lastly, LeBron James got hot from three as well. He shot 5 of 9 from three. He had consistently been hitting about two threes a game during this bubble season, but it was coming very sporadically and you never felt a flow or momentum to the way he was hitting these shots. It almost came very randomly. So I actually think LeBron hitting his threes and getting on one of his three-point hot spells is going to be very crucial for the Lakers and their momentum in the playoffs. Because when LeBron James is hot from three, he's unstoppable. Those are the shots that defenders want to give him, that teams want to give him. And if he's hitting that shot, there's nothing anybody can do. And that's when you really see the Lakers rolling. And he's had these sort of stretches during the season where, you know, over six games, he'll randomly be shooting 50 to 60% from three, knocking down four or five a night. And if we can ride that wave at some point, even if it's just the first round, that'll be tremendous for our playoff prospects. So LeBron James getting hot from three is key. That sounds obvious, but those types of LeBron hot streaks from the outside happen in segments. And it would just be great if it could happen at the right time. But overall, Lakers three-point shooting, positive regression to the mean, what a welcome sight. All right, so for my last three-second helping point of the night, it's a little bit of an intangible point, and I want to bring it back to Kyle Kuzma. I actually wasn't planning to have another 3 seconds episode. I think I mentioned that in my last podcast, but obviously with how lit everything was, with how amazing that last play that Frank Vogel drew up was, and just the excitement, I felt the need to, and I felt the desire to, just want to talk about this game and continue to pump up Kyle Kuzma. But also, I wanted to put out a more positive and excited 3 seconds episode, because the last few ones, including our last Lakers Legacy podcast episode, we've been a little bit apprehensive and worried about this Lakers team in general and just the energy and spirit, or lack thereof, that they've been playing with entering into this first round of the playoffs. Yeah, I was a little concerned at just how zombie-like they've been. And for my last second helping point, I just want to talk about the intangible effects of Kyle Kuzma's shot, not only on Kyle Kuzma, but the entire team as a whole. Because, like I've said, this team has not resembled the fun, jovial, litty team that we've come to know, at least on the court. You know, off the court, they're playing Madden, they're having fun, the chemistry is still palpable. But on the court, we haven't seen a lot of that chemistry and synergy that they've had, mainly because they've been so lethargic. And it's like they've been sleepwalking through these games. And when you're sleepwalking through these games, there are not a lot of opportunities to celebrate the way they have been throughout the season. There are not a lot of opportunities for the bench to get super litty the way they have all season. But I feel like this game winner by Kyle Kuzma, regardless of whether or not it came against the Denver Nuggets C team with Bol Bol and Dozier and some other My 2K players that the Denver Nuggets probably made up on the spot, regardless of whether or not it came against those scrubs, this shot ignited the team, and you saw it, how excited everybody was, all the facial expressions, LeBron James holding up his arms even before Kyle Kuzma hit the shot. I think Dion Waiters also held up his arm. And so just that camaraderie and that unity for that one moment, I think, is super important for this team, especially for a team that has been sleepwalking through these bubble games, because it's happening right before the first round of the playoffs, and I feel like it brought that joy back on the basketball court for the entire team, where they could all come together, they could all celebrate. And it's really all about just finding that joy in basketball once again. You know, I feel like this really ignited them, lit that fire once again. And it's just a positive moment that the Lakers can roll into a larger ball of momentum heading into the playoffs. And as a veteran-led team, that's kind of all they need, even if it's a manufactured sort of momentum. Especially because the momentum hasn't been consistent all throughout this bubble. All it takes is one moment like this for the Lakers to be able to conjure up the rest of the motivation that they need for the first round. I mean, LeBron James knows what he's doing. He's obviously pacing himself. He's been here before. But I just think that it can't be overstated what a moment like this can do for a team to galvanize them, even if it's a little superficial in its nature. I feel like it still locks in and clicks in this entire Lakers team once again into that mode that, yeah, basketball is fun on the court. We have fun as a basketball team first and foremost because we're winning and we're having fun. And the Lakers ended up winning because of that shot. Regardless of what actually happened in that game leading up to that point with the bad defense, the Lakers struggling with the Nuggets zone defense, regardless of all of that, the Lakers came away with the win. They came away with those positive vibes and good feelings. And as a Lakers fan, I feel good too. And, you know, maybe that's all it takes for them to really, quote unquote, flip that switch. And the guys are feeling good. And I'm excited to see what a close team like the Lakers can do with just that positive feeling heading into the first round of the playoffs. That sounds a little bit hokey, but man, look, this is like the first time since the Clippers game and maybe portions of the Utah Jazz game where this Lakers team felt like the one that I had been watching and rooting for this entire season and just been having so much fun with, purely because they had joy on the basketball court and I could feed off of that. So it was nice to see the Lakers back for this night. And with one game left, I think this will be the Lakers we more consistently see on the floor once the first round starts. So thank you guys for listening. This will end this edition of 3 Seconds. Please follow us on Twitter at Lakers Legacy Pod. Please also subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search Lakers Legacy. Please rate and review us 5 stars on iTunes. That would help us out a lot. I cannot emphasize that enough. Also, patreon.com/thelakerslegacypodcast. If you'd like to donate even just $1 today, that would help us out a lot. And these 3-second episodes will eventually transition over to a Patreon exclusive sort of deal. So please make sure to get in now while you can. And yeah, with that said, we will catch you guys next time. And the next time you'll hear us, we will likely be previewing the Lakers' first round bout against the Blazers, maybe the Suns, maybe still the Grizzlies. I don't know. It'll be an exciting close to this reseeding season for the NBA. And yeah, it's good to have the Litty Lakers back. So we'll catch you guys next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.